Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. As usual, I wish everyone who's listening an amazing, abundant full week. All the things you want, you receive, and all the goals you have, you smash them. Let's get started with this week's episode. So today we have my sister from another mister here. She's a mother, a business owner, and a spiritual healer. This will make my third guest on the Talking Business series, and I'm so excited to have her on the podcast. Now take a little bit of time and tell everybody about yourself.
Hello, everyone. I am Katrina. I also go as Trina. My spiritual name is Voodoo, and I'm a mom. I have a 13-year-old son. I'm a business owner. I do hair. I also do readings. I make crystals, and I have spiritual essentials for those who need guidance and need a start with their healing. I'm 32 years old. I am from the DMV area.
Period.
I love to laugh. That's one of my go-tos.
Y'all might hear that a lot on here. Let y'all know.
Yes, I love to giggle. I'm grateful to be on the podcast with my sister. I'm so proud of her and everything that she's accomplishing.
Thank you.
Everything that she sees, she manifested, and she kill it. I'm grateful to be a part of her surroundings, and I'm grateful to have her as a part of mine because she is such a big asset in my life with some of my businesses. I can go to her and ask her for good advice, and she'll guide me in the right direction.
Okay. So, my first question for today would be, what made you get involved in spiritual healing?
What made me get involved in spiritual healing was tired of being in a dark place. I got tired of being angry. I got tired of being... Most people don't know that I was on psych meds, and I got tired of how that made me feel. I got tired of the fatigueness. I got tired of the cringes. I got tired of the night terrors. So when I took a step back to say, hey, what can I do so that I can release myself from this medication, it came to me in meditation, and it all started from there. Once I started meditating, everything started to fall in place with who I am, what I need to learn about myself, what some of my triggers, what some of my traumas, and I was able to deal with that on a level where it showed me I don't have to be angry with dealing with my traumas. I can face my triggers and still be in a place of love and light.
Move on from it. Okay, so what would you consider? Would you consider yourself spiritual and religious, or just mainly spiritual, and why?
I would consider myself mainly spiritual.
Okay, so we got cut off when I was asking my question. But I'm gonna ask it again. So, would you consider yourself spiritual and religious, or mainly spiritual, and why?
I would consider myself spiritual, and I say that because spirituality goes hand in hand with religion. Just because you're spiritual doesn't mean you don't know God. Just because you're spiritual doesn't mean that you don't know the body of Christ or the temple or what it is that He sacrificed for us. I feel like spirituality taught me that God was telling us to look inward when He meant the temple, because we are the temple. From the mind, which is the crown, to the feet, which is the root. And I can just say, excuse me, for those who believe that spirituality and religion don't go hand in hand, I strongly believe it does.
It does. People don't get it, but It definitely does. Okay. So, my next question will be, have you ever had any roadblocks in your spiritual journey?
Absolutely.
Every time.
Absolutely. I feel like when one blessing comes, another test is on the way. And I call them tests because back then I would say the devil is working and I would give that man power for something that he doesn't deserve power over. So now I call them tests. And being spiritual also taught me to change my word process because words are like spells, and what you say upon yourself will happen.
When you say you can't,
It won't
it
happen.
won't happen. I get
Yeah,
it, 'cause
so
I
I've
always.
definitely had roadblocks, definitely with a lot of the wordplay of me saying, I'll never be this, or I can't never do that, or I can't see myself in this position, when I didn't know that those words would sometimes put me in a place where I say I would never be, just to get me in an uncomfortable position to learn about myself more.
Okay. All right. So, what methods have you used within your spiritual journey?
The methods that I use, and I love doing it, and it's a part of my routine. I get up first and foremost and I thank God. I show gratitude. Secondly, I cleanse myself from any and everything that I have dreamed about or felt while I was asleep. Then I meditate. After I meditate, I'll journal. And after I journal, I'll work with my sound bowls. And after that, I'm free.
Yeah, I think mine kind of the same. I think I, because I pray first, and I speak my affirmations, then I meditate, then I journal, and then I just go on about my day. But I do cleanse myself like before I meditate and shit. So it's kind of the same. I just don't sound both things, because it works only when I hear it. Like it, I don't know. It's like I feel cleansed when I hear it. I ain't never really
Versus when
had
you hear.
one, but yeah, kind of the same. Okay, so what made you turn your spiritual journey into a business?
The way that I seen how it helped me, I wanted to help others. I'm kind of like an empath, and I feel and see everything around me, and I just be wanting to help. So I turned it into a business where I started making candles so that it can help people release and remove and banish out some of the
Excuse me.
negative things that they're dealing with in life.
Y'all, let me tell y'all something. She comes sometimes, well, not all the time, but sometimes she'll come in family functions. She'll just pass out shit. She'll be passing out necklaces, bracelets, oil sprays, all types of things. I mean, I'm not, it's not a bad thing, because, child, sometimes we needed it. We needed at those functions sometimes. It just depends on the people that's there and the energy that's there. And sometimes I can feel that energy sometimes before I get somewhere. I'm telling you,
That's the life of being an empath. It hits you right before you get there.
I don't like being an empath, though. I don't like it. I think I noticed it when I got older that I was, but I don't like it because it throw me off sometimes. I just be like,
Yes, I
why am
know
I
how
noticing
that
everything? Why am I hearing everything?
is.
Why am I seeing everything? Why am I feeling like,
Yes, and sometimes the feeling don't be your feeling. It's just the feeling of somebody else's energy that's so heavy that you can feel it.
it's weird. It's annoying, but it's not at the same time. But I move around with it. Oh, not the honking. Okay, what are some items that you would recommend to someone for helping them with their spiritual journey?
The first item I would recommend for somebody on their spiritual journey is Palo Santo. And I say that because with sage, it's so much more stronger than Palo Santo that sometimes people don't realize if you're not speaking your affirmations while you're using that sage, this stuff gonna come back times 10. So I feel like Palo Santo would be the first thing because it's such a cleanser, it's such a good, excuse me, it's such a good aroma to the atmosphere that brings a feng shui that have you so relaxed and calm that you just carefree. The second item I would suggest is a selenite crystal, being as though that's one of the most powerful crystals and one of the strongest crystals that if you have other crystals and you don't know how to cleanse, you actually cleansing your crystals just by having that selenite right there. And selenite is one of my go-to when I'm taking a spiritual bath. I just put the selenite right there on the edge of the bathtub and let it absorb everything. The third thing I would suggest is Florida water because it's a very good cleanser as well. You can always take that around with you and spray the atmosphere to release the negative things and to release the anxiety and the bad moods that you are all feeling in sometimes. Yes, yeah, so I would definitely suggest those three as the go-to begin with.
Yeah, I think me, I started out with sage. I probably needed it at the time, but I started out with sage though.
Did that sage hit you so
And I think
strong?
Palo Santo, I think Raina actually told me about that. And I think the first time she ever used it around me was when such and such got shot. So yeah, I love all of those, to be honest. But yeah, I started out with sage. I use every day. I need to pass. Okay, what is your favorite product?
Oh, my favorite product is the sound bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I will grab the sound bowl in a second. Like, if I feel any type of tension in my body or discomfort, or if I'm in a disagreement with my mom, I'll take the time and just grab the sound bowl and just go ahead and rock out and zone out because it put me in such a meditated place where the negativity is being released and I'm coming back to myself. I'm understanding what was going on in that moment. I'm understanding how I reacted in that moment and shouldn't, to as though I can take accountability for my actions and correct it.
Okay, this one. I mean, I don't think so, but do you think healing ever stops?
Hell no.
It
Healing never stops.
doesn't.
It's every day you learn something new about yourself, especially when you put yourself in different environments. You learn something new every day. Like, for example, when we was in Miami and we was at the restaurant and I had a moment because the food was foreign to me. And I was just like, I don't want this and I'm not about to pay for this. Like, in a low vibrational state, to as though I had to step away. Once we stepped away from the environment, I was able to think and come to you and was like, I apologize for my actions. That was not for y'all. It was me. It was me that did that. That was my fault. I shouldn't have, acted like that in the restaurant because we was having such a good time that my energy shifted everyone's mood. And that's what happens when you're around a bunch of empaths as well. One mood will change everybody moves.
Yeah, I mean that situation we can talk about a little bit. I mean, but it's just like I wasn't gonna let nobody spoil my time. I would just say that if nothing is familiar to you or whatever the case may be, you could just be like, okay, well, stick to a kind of safe option, or just be like, what should I get? Like, what is this or what's that? I mean, it's better to, I mean, hindsight is 2020. It happened. There's nothing we can do about it. Everybody move past it. We done. It is what it is. But it's just like, it's better to like ask questions. Be like, okay, so what is this? Or should I get this? Or whatever the case may be. Or just like we said, even if you don't see something that you might want, be like, can we try somewhere else? Can we go somewhere else? Can we do something else? But,
girl. And that's why I say healing is never done, because in that moment, I learned that it's okay to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. And it's no question is a dumb question. No question is a dumb question, right, at all. Okay. How can people learn spiritual healing, and why do you recommend that they do?
I would say it's more so of a, you have to be ready.
I agree.
You have to be ready, because learning yourself and doing the shadow work and the inner child work and the mirror working, that's something that a lot of people not ready to face. And when you do face it, it's just like, okay, I know what this is now. I gotta do X, Y, and Z to be a better version of this, so that this won't keep happening. So spirituality, I'll say when people is ready, the first step is taking that moment to be alone. Isolate yourself from the TV, the phone, the world. Isolate yourself and just sit in silence, and you will hear everything you need to hear.
Child. And that noise be loud.
It be loud.
It be loud.
I recommend doing it because it helps you in life.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you see things differently. It helps you move differently. And it also helps you when you are in a work environment or any type of environment, deal with the people that you know you're not used to dealing with. Because everybody don't have a warm heart. Some people come in situations demanding, and it be terrible. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I agree. I feel like it could be something that you learn, but it's like when you're ready to. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that a lot of people not ready. They don't want to, because some people don't want to face what they are. Or what, you know, the things that they done, mm-hmm. how they was acting, and who they was. But everybody need to understand that you can always reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
You can always reinvent yourself. It's just like, people need to understand, nobody really remembers who you were. Some people do, because some people just, in their mind, they stuck. But I feel like some people, that you can reinvent yourself, because it's like, people going to remember who you were to them in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you still the same person that you was from 5-10 years ago, they going to still remember that same person.
Yeah.
If you show them something new, oh, okay, I see you acting different, moving different, whatever, whatever. But, yeah, you got to want to do that, because a lot of people don't want to do that shit. Okay. Last question for the serious question. What would be your best advice to someone who wants to start their healing journey, and if they want to start a business to help others heal as well?
My best advice would be, take each day at a time. It's no right or wrong way to heal. It's no right or wrong way to learn yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with what makes you feel good on your journey, and stick with the people who pour into you as you pour into them.
That part.
That would be my advice. And for far as the business aspect, I would say, once you find your thing, whatever it is, whether it's tarot card reading, whether it's sound bowl healing, whether it's Reiki, whether it's cleansing or doing exorcism for people and
Ooh, my dad.
Even even the type of exorcist that, you know, Diamond did on P Valley, where he was releasing the energy, like finding the energy in her body to release it and remove it. You know, that's still part of exorcism because you're releasing it. So whatever it is that you found on your journey, like for me, candles was one of the strongest aspects on my journey because something about the fire was helping me heal. Something about the fire was leading and guiding me. So whatever it is that you find, pray over it, stick with it, because it's going to work. Trust me.
And her candles are bomb, y'all. I'm letting y'all know. They last for a long ass time. They smell good and they don't burn out real fast. And that's I'm a stickler for that. Like, I hate when candles burn out too damn quick. But her candles are great. So it's time for some fun questions. We're gonna keep it a little PG-13 because it's not that type of episode. If money and time were no object, what would you be doing right now?
I probably still would be trying to, if I'm not already or wasn't already, I probably would be trying to find myself in nature. Because I feel like it's a lot of nature out here that is like music, you know, like healing, like cleansing.
I might go out there with you, but I'm going to the house after.
You keep talking about
going. I'm going to go in the house.
We might have to do it in the daytime then.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the daytime. In the nighttime, no. I'm going the fuck in the house. Immediately. If not sooner. No. The answer is no. If you could add any word to the dictionary, what would that be?
Motherfucker. I know you said we keeping it PG-13, but that applies to a lot.
You know, it ain't no, you know,
of things, because I just feel like it's a lot of motherfucking shit that's going around right now with everything, with the retrograde in it and the eclipse, and it's just so much going on that the world got these people acting like motherfuckers right now.
Child.
Seriously.
So y'all, if Webster's, if you're listening, that's the dictionary.
Please.
Okay.
Spell it how Bernie Mac said.
Motherfucker. Okay. If you could be an animal, what animal would you be?
I could be a panther.
A panther. A panther. Notice she didn't say a panther. She said a panther.
Yes, a panther.
A panther.
Because I feel like they are fierce. They are very fierce. And like me, when I'm trying to bounce on my prey, they easy to hide. You know? Just, you won't see me coming.
PG-13. PG-13. That's another episode for another day. We'll do that tomorrow, maybe. That's what we today. What is your favorite thing to do by yourself? PG-13.
My favorite thing to do by myself is paint.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Because I was going to say. Tomorrow.
It's only a day away.
It's only a day away. Just wait. Just wait. Okay, what is your idea of fun?
Hanging around y'all. Most people don't know we have therapy sessions.
That'd be a chaotic time, child. That'd be a chaotic time.
Yes, that's my fun thing to do now.
A lot of things be said, a lot of things be done. Yeah.
Whenever we together, whether it's playing Uno or we just outside, it'd be a fun time. the energy be so just overwhelming of love and light and joy and laughter that we be laughing so hard.
No, y'all. Our time when we be together, it'd be a lot of cussing.
Mm-hmm.
A little smoking be done. A lot of drinking be done. But it'd be a lot of laughs, though.
Because
last time we was together, I swear I was laughing so hard that my damn head was hurting laughing at me. My head was hurting so bad. Okay, last one. What's the best advice you ever heard?
The best advice I ever heard honestly came from you.
What'd I say?
When you said, don't let a motherfucker dictate what you supposed to do. Ooh. You know what you want to do. And just do it.
Do it. Do that shit. Where? I forgot I said that, y'all. But I said that shit.
And meant it.
And then,
and I've been doing me since.
That part. Okay, well, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast today. And I hope to have you back on sometime. So maybe not for another business episode, because we did one. We'll probably do it if, you know, things change and whatever you choose to do. But you could tell our listeners where they can find you on social media and where they can get your products and stuff like that.
You can find me on social media at melanin_unicorn_cat. And I'll be around.
I'm going to link all her stuff, all her social medias and stuff in the description of the podcast episode. But I want to thank you so much for listening today. Please don't forget to rate and comment why you love the podcast, because it helps my podcast to get out to more people. And if you are new, welcome. I hope you're just sticking around. I love you all so much, and I hope that you're back for another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. Bye.
Bye.
I release negative narratives and replace them with a loving perspective. I release negative narratives and replace them with a loving perspective. I release negative narratives and replace them with a loving perspective. Everything I need, I already have. Everything I need, I already have. Everything I need, I already have. I have the courage to say no to what does not serve me. I have the courage to say no to what does not serve me. I have the courage to say no to what does not serve me. I choose to spend my energy on things that bring me joy. I choose to spend my energy on things that bring me joy. I choose to spend my energy on things that bring me joy. Thank you, universe, for every yes you give me and every no you spare me from. Thank you, universe, for every yes you give me and every no you spare me from. Thank you, universe, for every yes you give me and every no you spare me from.